Well, every trip has a starting spot, and Oak Bay is going to be the starting spot for a pretty ambitious trip that Pamela Harrison and Jeff McDonald are taking. They're going to be launching their bright red brand new canoe at the Oak Bay Marina, and for the next 4 years, they're going to be paddling and portaging their way all the way to St. John's, Newfoundland. I met Pam and Jeff yesterday at a motel down on Douglas. We stood in the shelter of the motel's upper walkway and talked about an adventure that's been years in the making. Well, welcome to Victoria.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Nice to see you here. And what's his name?
He's Tack.
Tack. What kind of a dog is he?
He's our one-year-old Malamute.
Alaskan
Malamute.
Now, the three of you are headed off across Canada, and there's your canoe on top of the truck. Yep. Describe your canoe for me, will you?
It's an 18-foot Novacraft Prospector.
It's made of Royalex, so it's a pretty strong canoe, and it's...
Where'd you get it?
We got it in Calgary from Aquabotics.
Now, why Calgary?
We lived there for, we were saving money for the last 3 years working in Calgary and so that we could do the trip. And so we bought most of our gear there.
Now, how long has this trip been in the planning stage?
We've been planning it for about a decade. So since about 1998, I think we shared the idea then. I had the idea before then, but never had any concrete plans, you know, and that's when Pam and I first discussed it and decided we would do it. Mm-hmm. So we've been working towards that ever since.
Now, why canoe across Canada?
That's a great question. we both love the outdoors and we both love Canada, and we think it's an incredible way to see Canada and experience it.
Now, we've been talking about this at the office, obviously, ever since you were in touch with us. And somebody there said, do they know about mountains?
Yes, all too well. Yeah. Our first big portage will be getting over the coastal mountains, so it'll be 50 kilometers. So we've prepared for that. And
I mean, we'll follow the logging roads as best we can on that portage. So the first over 40 kilometers of that is on logging roads, and we have a cart to pull the canoe on over that section. And then the last 10 kilometers when we actually cross the pass, we'll have to carry everything. And there's a lot of snow this year, so we may end up waiting for a while for that to leave.
So how do you get all the way across the prairies on water?
From Calgary, the Bow River flows south and turns into the South Saskatchewan, and so that pretty much takes us all the way to Lake Winnipeg. And
yeah, that's it'll be a pretty quick trip across the prairies, we hope.
When you say quick, what's your estimate?
It's a
very relative word.
Yeah, it depends on the season. If we can get that far this fall, then we won't have as much current to push us, so it'll take a bit longer. Our original plan was to spend the winter in the Rockies waiting for the bow to open up, and then once we can get on the bow, we'll have the spring runoff. We should be able to cross. It's about nearly 2,000 miles, I think, from Lake Louise to Lake Winnipeg, but we should be able to do that in a couple of months.
And there's very few portages, so, you know, it'll be smooth sailing for us.
Give me the timeline here.
We'll be going through the Gulf Islands and then up along the eastern shore of Vancouver Island to Quadra and through the Discovery Islands and north around Cape Cosh and to Bellicoola, and that's where we'll cross the Coast Mountains. And from there, we'll go down the Nechaco and then up the Fraser River. And we'll cross into the Columbia River at Valemont and then cross the Rockies near Lake Louise. And that's our first season,
that's
essentially.
That's what we hope to accomplish by the fall. We'll take it as it comes.
Yeah. So then winter over wherever you have to winter over, or do you go back to Calgary, or what do you do?
No, we'll winter where if we stay in the front ranges of the Rockies, we'll winter there. So we have a big wall tent, and we'll spend those couple of months or maybe 4 months in the mountains there.
Snowshoeing
and having lots of fun, because we could walk across the prairies. But like I said, in the spring when the runoff is on the bow, then we'll be able to travel so much faster that it's almost pointless to walk those prairies when we could travel across them so quickly in the spring.
So how long to take you think you get across the prairies and into Ontario?
By next summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By next fall, we hope to be on James Bay. Our plan would be then to snowshoe, and Tack will pull a sled. He's been trained to pull a sled.
This is where he'll earn his 6 cups of kibble every day.
He's just lying here snoozing. He has no idea what he's in for.
Yeah.
he doesn't know.
He's just over 100 pounds, and so he requires quite a bit of food.
Yeah.
We think those winters he'll earn it back.
Yeah. Ultimate destination?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
When?
3 to 4 years. We budgeted for 4. We hope to do it in 3, but we've got the time set aside. And yeah, once we get on James Bay, we'll do a snowshoeing and pulling the sled, and then we'll cross northern Quebec. And we do a quite remote portion of the trip then, and then down the coast of Labrador, and we'll fend off polar bears then, I guess, and have a big party in St. John's. And yeah.
Now, you know, heading into a trip like this, I mean, there are going to be days like you're in a canoe together for a long time. And how do you prepare for that?
We got a dog, and he's going to sit in the middle. So he's going to be our mediator.
Yeah.
And 18 feet's a long canoe, so...
Yeah. And you'll have your back to her, or vice versa.
Yeah, right? We'll switch around, yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
But seriously, I mean, you know, there will be tensions, and you'll, you know, I mean, but you're all alone. So how do you prepare for that?
Well, we have to be patient, and we have to take each day as it comes with the ultimate goal in mind that, you know, we've got goals for the seasons and obviously the end goal to finish the trip, but we just have to take every day as it comes and make good decisions and be patient. And that patience will, you know, our relationship will be reflected by that patience, and so will our lives to be safe, right? So
yeah. Not to mention communication. I think, you know, if one of us isn't comfortable with a decision to run a set of rapids or, you know, take a certain route, then that's the veto. You know, we respect each other's comfort levels and go with that. So I think communication or non-communication will be good when we need it.
Yeah. Now, what about health and safety? Are you trained in first aid?
Yeah, we actually met in the ski patrol, and Pam's done quite a bit more first aid training since then, but we have really good first aid backgrounds. And
so we put together an extensive first aid kit. We have a satellite phone for emergencies. We have a GPS to be able to relay coordinates if we need to. We have rescue gear, ropes, you know, all kinds of different stuff. So I think we're pretty well prepared.
Yeah, I think so. And Pam taught at a survival school for some time in New Jersey too. So, like, you know, if we do run into problems, we have that kind of survival skills training that hopefully will get us through whatever we'll face. And yeah, there'll be tough times, and there'll be challenges along the way, and we expect that. So, yeah.
Pamela Harrison, Jeff McDonald, and their dog Tack, their beautiful dog Tack, head off from Oak Bay today on a canoe trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. You can track their journey on their website, canoeacrosscanada.ca. The time's 10 minutes before 7.